Well, what Sydney Sweeney, who is a star on White Lotus and Euphoria. Well, she was there watching the Swans on Saturday and joining us now. Star from the Swans. They're 2 from 2. Destroyed Hawthorn on the weekend. 21 years of age. Played 41 games since his debut back in 2020. Chad Warner, Swans midfielder. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Let's get to the hard-hitting questions about Sydney Sweeney in the change room after. What was she like? I've got a photo here of you with her, and it looks like she had a great time.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, actually. All the boys came down after the game, and we just saw her standing there, and everyone was a bit starstruck, to be honest. Because obviously, all big fans of Euphoria. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I think she loved it.
Oh, awesome. And, well, it's fair to say the grand final loss, which I'm sure everyone's being sick of being asked about, hasn't dented the confidence, that's for sure. I mean, how satisfying has the first fortnight been?
Oh, I mean, it's been great. I mean, yeah, obviously with that you talked about last year, I guess everyone, does talk about it. And I think that's why it's so good having a bunch of young boys and obviously a young playing group is that everyone just kind of is just hungry for more all the time. So I guess it's just about moving on and doing the best of what we can.
Last question on the grand final, Chad. I just want to know, as a club, how did you handle it? And in terms of the review, do you go right through it or do you just basically say, that's over, a new year, let's start again?
Yeah, we pretty much obviously after the game, didn't do anything and then everyone went overseas and had some great holidays. Obviously saw probably a few boys in Europe and that, which I reckon was great because it's probably the best way to, I guess, just move on is go and have some fun. But yeah, when we got back, I think, what was it? End of November, we started back pre-season. We pretty much just went through the game in our positions, mids, forwards and backs. Not watching any vision or anything, though. It was pretty much just our mental thoughts and, I guess, of the game and then of what we could have improved on, and that was about it, really. So it was pretty much one day, and that was it.
Mate,
so, moving on.
Big win on the weekend against the Hawks, and that was without Buddy Franklin, mate. Does that give you, confidence that you can win a big game like that without Buddy?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think last year we saw a couple glimpses of what we can do without him. But I guess obviously Logan and Joel were absolutely amazing on the weekend, and I think Logan always does step up when he needs to and when Lance is away. And it was obviously good to see Joel do that as well this week and help Logan out a bit.
Just your own contributions, Chad. Swans fans have certainly loved what you've been bringing. And why does the Swans, I guess, suit your style and this club in particular has allowed you to flourish?
Yeah, I think our midfield as a whole, I think everyone's probably noticed it. We got a great balance, I reckon, of different strengths and weaknesses that each player has. And I think we really feed off each other, like Roy. And Roy's an amazing tackler and pressure player, which obviously helps Luke, who is a massive, obviously, contested beast. And then Millsy's two-way running and obviously tackling and ball use is just amazing too. I think we all have our different strengths that we bounce off each other with, and they just give me so much confidence to take the game on and make mistakes as well, which is great.
And just away from the game, I mean, do you watch much footy, Chad? How do you get away from it, besides watching Euphoria, of course?
I actually do watch a fair bit of footy, especially like with all the boys. We love watching it and obviously seeing how the other boys, how your other mates are playing and stuff like that. But I think footy's always been something that I've absolutely loved and watched pretty much every game anyway. So I don't really analyze it too seriously and stuff. So I guess that's easy for me to watch, really.
You got the Demons on Sunday at the MCG, it's their home ground and, they're a very, very good side. And to be fair, you've beaten Hawthorn and the Suns, and people are saying, the experts in the AFL industry are saying they probably won't make the finals this season. But when you look through your next month of football, I reckon you get a real solid indication of how you're going, because you've got the Demons, then you've got Port Adelaide, Richmond and Geelong in Geelong. So there's a tough month coming up for the Swans.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously it's great to start the way we have, but yeah, like you said, the consistency, I guess, is the main thing. And I guess with the D's this week, we know that they're obviously a very strong contested side, and they've probably got one of the best midfields in the AFL, I reckon. So I can't wait for that challenge. But we know we've done it before as well. And yeah, I guess all the young boys are keen as for the challenge.
Mate, in your first two games, you've only conceded 61 points and then 37, which is awesome. Yep. Has that been a big emphasis since last year, mate, to not to concede, you know, as many goals?
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, that was one thing. With the last two teams that we played, their uncontested marks were a massive part of the game, and that's something that we really strive to, I guess, cut out on the weekend and the week before. And I think we did that really, really well, which obviously stopped them being able to move the ball and obviously ultimately score. But yeah, I guess this week we'll have to work a lot more on our contested ball and that pressure around the scramble again. And hopefully we can do the same this week.
Massive game, Chad, and looking forward to it. Go well and chat soon. And great start to the season.
Thank you very much. Sounds good. Cheers, boys.
Chad Warner there from the Swans. No Max Gawn for Melbourne this week. He's out for a month.
Yeah.
Medial ligament injury, but they're worried it could have been an ACL, but they've still got Christian Petrarca, Clayton Oliver, so huge
Brody
game.
Grundy too from Collingwood, so he'll do a good job. And but Maxi Gawn has been the leader for that club now for a number of years and been very significant in their premiership victory 12 months ago. But yeah, this will be a tough game for the Swans. You look at who they've got over that next month. You know, they've got the Demons away at the MCG. Then they've got Port Adelaide at home. Then Richmond. I think they play Richmond in the Gather Round in South Australia. So that's an away game. Then they've got Geelong as well away. So it's going to be a tough sort of month for the Sydney Swans. So they needed to win those two games. But what we've seen so far, small sample, but their pressure. And you know what? It's hard when you're playing like sides like Hawthorn because you're expected to win and expected to win well. And sometimes the little things in the game are not there, and sometimes you just get away with a bit of class, kick a few goals and, you know, win by 20, 30. But they went right on with it. Mm. And I think that's a real sign of a team that's hungry.
I think, Loz, as a, you know, the Swans, they would want to be up there at the end of the year. I think they think they're a big chance, and you want a month like this. I reckon you want to take it on. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got four tough games in a really short period. I really think it can really set up a great platform for a good start to the year.
Yeah, you're 100% right there. You come out of this with three wins, and you're travelling really well.
$1.74 with TAB Melbourne, favourites at home. Sydney, $2.10. Really tight market there. 4.5 is the line. Sydney the plus. And just with TAB, well, after they drifted from $6 to $11, the Swans, they're back into $8. On the fourth line of betting with TAB to win the flag this year, guess who's favourites, Loz?
Favourites?
Favourites to win the flag.
Oh, I'm assuming it's Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Now, is it?
Collingwood have been 10 into $5.50 since just before the start of the season. Friday night at the MCG, Collingwood v Richmond. It will be huge in Melbourne on Friday night. Huge. There'll be 93,000.
They fit 100,000 in the G anymore? Yeah. If they do, they'll get close to getting that.